What's good, Rito?
You tell me, Will. What's up for today's episode?
Fungible tokens on Bitcoin. Definitely good for some hot takes, at least.
When you say fungible tokens on Bitcoin, what standard are you referring to right now?
This one's BRC20.
Ah, okay. You got the scoop on that?
Just the basics.
I know a thing or two about ordinals, but I'm not savvy with 20, though. I doubt it's even actually like Bitcoin request for comment 20. I'm pretty sure that number's taken. I guess that's just a nickname, huh?
Well, to be fair, Tron went straight from like 5 to 721.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a form of flattery.
The sad part, and I called him up. I called Justin Swin, and eventually I started, I took them on as a client. I'm like, oh, I wish you called me. There's a lot we learned since 2018. Cool. All right. Well, let's just run in right into it. So, Rito, you're up with different ERCs that are out there, tokens and message signing. Obviously, comparing them with universal asset signing, the new ERC we're working on. Talking about permits as free approval messages for signing. It's never free, but it is. We're talking about using messages to transfer tokens instead of transactions.
So we got a few EIPs for that. We got ERC. 2612, 3009, 720, and 4494. A few of these are related.
Okay, 2612. All right, 2612, permit extension. So this is pretty similar to what we're doing, related just to EIP20, ERC20. So we have permit, nonces, domain separator. This is pretty close to what we're doing. Permit, nonces, domain separator. Now, this one has some problems. It's pretty close. I mean, this is very close. And we would not be faulted for trying to do this identical thing on ERC 721 and 1155. This one has the owner. This one has a spender, has a value and a deadline, and then a signature. The owner is actually not necessary because you can find the owner. Then there's this concept of nonces. Nonces are good because this is ripcord in case of emergency, right? So if it's possible that you lost access to your wallet, maybe somebody else was doing some signatures for a minute, you can kind of disavow those.
What are nonces? They sound like something related to signing itself, an on-chain thing.
If the nonce changes, any signatures that you made previously are no longer effective.
And what conditions changes that property?
This is kind of missing something. So this the nonces should give you should give you a way to change the nonce. So I guess.
Okay. So is this the mechanism that instead of having a signature that's out there floating around, a blank check that could be used at any time, this counteracts that?
Yes.
So this is a key security mechanism that you're describing to protect signatures from being abused outside the intended purpose.
The typical advice is if you make one mistake, you must burn everything. And now's the scene with Gene Hackman from Enemy of the State, where Will Smith is there. And he says, why did you burn down the house? It's because you made a phone call. It's the current best practice for wallets, and we're not changing that. However, with security in depth, you know, just because we're going to practice, we can still apply another one. Still invalidate signatures. It's nonsense thing.
Okay. So how does that work exactly? Is it when the marketplace, for example, is reading the signature at a certain point, is it going to look at the wallet and see that the nonces is there and disqualifying it? It's sort of preventing the transaction from taking place during the processing.
Close. The marketplace does not look at signatures. The token contract looks at the signature.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's how it works, though.
Yeah. It's baked in. So it's going to make sure that that nonce is baked into that signing.
How different is this specification from what you see working with the NFT standards? If you just replaced a few things here and there and added the nonces functionality, what else might be missing?
Yeah, so this is very similar to what we're doing. The difference is that we've learned a few things since then, and this is not the way that we do signatures anymore. This VRS thing, that is inefficient. We don't do that now. Second thing is that there's an owner here. You don't need an owner. Again, we're going for efficiency, so removing two unnecessary things out of six, out of seven, that's great. And now there's actually some security flaws here. So value is actually wrong. You should not, and this is kind of weird, this provides the feature where you can actually set a specific value of how much you want to allow them to spend. This is a problem. A concept called approve reset, and that has to do with where if you set the approval to 10 and then you set the approval to 20, it's not clear if you're approving 10 or 20 or 30. It's worse when you're using messages because you don't even know when these things, you're just writing checks and you don't know when they're going to get signed. Right? Literal checks, when you write checks, it's pretty clear. It's very clear. You write a check for 10, you write a check for 20, they can take 30. That's pretty, so cancel checks. And so there needs to be a concept for that too. In ERC-20, you don't really have the concept of canceling checks. Now, interestingly, there's other blockchains that don't do ERC-20 or ERC-721. I think NEAR has a totally different paradigm for this. And I think they do have a way to cancel checks. But So there's some well-known attacks against ERC-20 and the way it does approvals. There's a show for that called Approval Reset.
Are some of these other standards like that are built on top of EIP-712? Because it sounds like EIP-712 mm-hmm. is the basis for everything that we're talking about with permits right now. And I'm seeing some other ERCs, ERC-3009, transfer with authorization. I mean, does that address some of the issues that you see, or is that, you know, still something off the mark for what UAS needs?
Let's check this. It is stagnant. So first of all, theoretically, nobody's using it. The payee's address. This is hurting my head. So this is an exact topic that we studied with ERC-721. Avoiding front-running attacks when you did not specify the from and to address. This is why ERC-721 has transfer from instead of just transfer. And people say, well, if we know who the token's owned by, why don't we just specify who the transfer goes to? We can just look up who owns it. No, you can't. They're like, yes, you can. Token has an owner. That's the owner. When you transfer it, that's who you get it from. Nah. No, that can be front run. Reason why is because you might be transferring it from Bob, but before you get it, Bob might sell it to somebody else, like OpenSea, and then you might have, I guess OpenSea wouldn't, Bob might send it to Mary, and then Mary might authorize you. So you think you're getting it from Bob, but Bob front run sells it to Mary, and then you steal it from Mary because Mary trusts you. You would have never stolen it from Mary on purpose, but Mary gives you carte blanche to just take anything she has. And so when Bob gave it, you thought you were taking it from Bob, but actually you're taking it from Mary. This is why the from can get rug pulled. So the from address can be rug pulled when you are transferring a non-fungible because it can move. With a fungible, it cannot move. So when you transfer from somebody, it's always going to come from that person. So you can't just get the tokens from anywhere who has them. They're fungible. The ownership from different people means different things. The to address cannot change. The to address is you in this case. So this really makes no sense. And you want to have a clear explanation for that. So there's apparently some justification here for that. This is smart. Unique random nonce instead of sequential. This is something we want to cite this. This is absolutely need to do that. That is absolutely something you need to do. know anybody else who had documented this, but they have, which is great. And
okay, if that's all you can pull from that, let's move on to the actual permit for ERC 721, which is 4494.
Stagnant. So first of all, this is not finished. So that permit is outlined in 2612. So that's the 20. Cancels approvals. This extends it to 721. This is what we want to do too. And 1155. Borrows heavily from 2612. Good. This requires a separate EIP because ERC 20 and 721 are different. So I don't think that's necessary. I think we can do the same approach for current and future tokens. So we have a spender, token ID, a deadline, signature. Okay, so this is pretty good. But we don't need token ID. This is allowing to transfer one specific token, a spender, a token ID, a deadline, and a signature. And we have a nonce, which is good, and the nonce should be random. Doesn't really specify that. And it's missing, this is missing the part where your nonce can, you have to change your nonce. It's missing the part where, it's missing the whole security part where you can actually, oh no, and fix this. So it's close. I mean, it's pretty close. Yeah.
What is required to interface with the changing of the nonces? Is that something that would have to generally be in like your MetaMask interface, or is that, you know, what ways can a user control, you know, triggering that protection for themselves if they're compromised?
So the first thing is we need to have the button to click. The button has to be the same. So there has to be a button on all of the places so that it can go revoke. Now there's a website called revoke.cash. And is this it? Yeah. And so it allows you to look up your wallet and see everything that you've ever authorized with it. Know what you've signed that is not on chain. So ignore
the revoke button in the marketplace. You know, that revoke button is not attached to the smart contract. That's an off-chain thing happening. So we would be trusting the marketplaces to have the revoke button's function honored.
Oh, and no. No, we can't trust that. So the revoke has to touch the chain.
Okay, so that means that people would be bidding gaslessly, but if they wanted to cancel a bid, revoke it, then they would have to pay a transaction fee.
That's already the case. So this is already the case. If you want to cancel a bid, you have to pay gas. This is currently the case.
Okay.
Yep. One is we want to have that standardized. We want for like, for example, ERC 721 has a revoke feature. You set approval for all to zero. ERC 20 has a revoke feature. You set approval to zero. And then this website here gives you a nice button. So you could just click the button and it's going to go call that function for you. It doesn't need that. The wallet should have a revoke button to revoke these things.
Okay. So you had mentioned that you're envisioning for UAS in relation to this standard that we're looking at, your framework that you envision could work with multiple tokens. And this
couple details. One of them is that this one is only transferring one token at a time. You should want to connect the whole thing to a smart contract. By using individual transfers, this is not efficient and it's not going to compose as well. I fully want to entrust this smart contract with my stuff. It is just, honestly, it's very similar to this, just a slightly different security part in terms of, and now that's technology. The third part is this will be the first ERC that's going to actually say what a wallet needs to do. We have not, this is creating a new surface of attack, a new surface area where somebody could sign something, it's a blank check, they sit on it. That could be a problem in the future, right? So the wallet, we're going to specify what a wallet needs to do to be compatible with UAS.
Oh, well, I'm a UX designer, so.
Yeah, so we're going to tell them, like, you, if you want to be a wallet and you're just going to allow people to sign stuff, this is very dangerous. So you need to have a, you need to keep track of this stuff. And that is literally.
This feels productive, having seen all these right now, and you got some references to make for the ERC. That's good.
Yeah. C20. Oh.
Yeah, because I really don't want to discuss about this topic because recently I was in a different space, and especially there are a lot of space going on in Asia. So people talking about BRC20 a lot. But from my point of view, I just worry about it's another kind of the people starting talking another old story again. Then people start doing another thing, kind of like a rug.
Absolutely. I see rug pulls are going to happen here. We think so. Let me check CoinGecko. I don't think they have this in there yet, but CoinGecko has a category for BRC20 tokens. It has $500 million of capitalization. Also counting ordinals. Ordinals are not. They have a different number, right?
I don't believe they are the same thing.
Yeah, why are they showing up in here?
The overlap is, but I wouldn't say an ordinal is that. Maybe to make
ignore the ordinals, then there's really a very small market cap here. My gut reaction was here. $500 million of BRC20 stuff. Yeah, this is absolutely a scam. You're going to put a token out there, and it doesn't matter if it's on Ethereum or Tron or if it's on AVAX. None of this matters. But if you can connect it, the ownership of the token to something else, then at least there's a sliver of value that you can build on top of. And coin, you don't have composability. So if you give tokens, then they're just tokens. It's a little bit of them. I give them to you. You have them. You give them to me. They work for centralized exchanges, because centralized exchanges, you can do order books, compose inside the centralized exchange. But at that point, it's literally no different than just Reddit points or other types of stores of value that are just completely centralized. There's as well be buying and selling FIFA theme purchases. There might be slightly useful, let me call it idiomatic use cases for BRC20, maybe as like a permanent value coin or something like as a loyalty point, like something where the goal is to just have it and then spend it. You know, this is a terrible way to implement that. It's just way more expensive to use Bitcoin underlying. It's way slower. But if you don't care about expensive or slow, if you're just giving out, you know, loyalty points for people that, you know, visited your private island, which already cost $1 million in flight to get there, I don't know, fine. But if you're...
You know, I agree with you. Because I've been in different space, and I just realized that there are a lot of influencers that are doing these things. And
all right, so the hype, that's the hot take on BRC20.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Welcome.
Yeah, so I was playing around with GPTs, made a couple. This is just a silly one that talked to it, and it creates a boot version of a these kids show called Captain Planet, and see what it can do.
Word. You got any stories in mind to feed it?
Here's the opening. This is the idea of mankind where there's pollution everywhere and nobody's collecting the trash. I like how it's oriented to provide photos and then pictures together. And then so it gave me some words and I said, stop, give me some pictures. And it's going to give me another picture. So I want
to
see.
It expects you to choose a number, direction, the story that you want. Since it's a GPT, you could also just say whatever you want and it'll probably do it.
Got the numbers as your next step. And you just ask it to show you, and it will give you the picture for this part of the scene.
Well, and it's not following instructions because it's supposed to show you automatically.
Yeah, and it keeps the... I mean, we're not super deep in, but we're already a few questions in, and it didn't forget what we were talking about, which a few months ago it could easily have done.
It forgets to add the picture each time, which is lame. Doesn't like deviate from that, but it gives it this like dark.
Got the second one. This is Teske from before. Got some housekeeping too for the show. So now everybody who's joined this show is on a list. Everybody who joined the show this year is on a list. And you can see these lists here. Joined call 2023. And you can go follow these people. Or you just scroll down and you can see what everybody's working on.